like this. So now Anada, or giver of Anna. Anna means grains. So generally grains, this is like food for all. By grains, and you can see people give charity. That's just like Nandotsa, we hear Nanda Baba giving so much grains, like 7 hills of grains, because this is best to give as charity, giving food, at the same time giving like a seed that can be planted for giving, for getting more food and be able to give also to others. So it's like an endless gift. So in our Vrata, we are usually fast. And on Ekadasi, on this Ekadasi, people giving some appreciation, or people getting some realization, some impressions that the real food of the jiva is not in this physical thing that we eat. So this Ekadasi giving Anna, giving grain, but this grain is not, it's like contradictory. Oh, you fast, so then it's like, oh, you fast, so then you get grains. But then, why you fast? So sometimes it's more like we may think it's like a karmic thing, like, okay, I will perform austerity, I will not eat, so then the reward will be to get more food. But the real meaning really is, by this fasting, we can actually begin to appreciate that you can live without this food, without this eating. Because no matter how much you eat, you will still die. You know, like people, they're eating every day. It's like their body is like a stool factory. They just like eat and eat and eat. And then still they die. The more they eat also, the more they become sick, like this. So for some, they're even considering, oh, Ekadasi is very good because somehow it gives this body some rest. This is like, it's true, health-wise, but we're actually, we'll begin to appreciate that life is more than just eating. And real life begins when you are serving Vaishnavas, when we are actually engaged in bhakti. So on Ekadasi, we know that by performing Ekadasi, really Ekadasi is not just fasting. The reason why you're fasting is because we are stopping engagement of the tongue. Because we know that of all the senses, and this is what we pray every day, Sarira Vidyaja Jajandriya Chahegal Jefele Visaye Sagare. Is it like, we are caught in this network of like sense gratification, and so difficult to control the senses, especially the tongue, like this. And so you may try to control the tongue by not eating, but that's not really not enough. One is like the negative side, but you have to give the positive side. So fasting is not just enough. Fasting, just not eating, is not enough. You have to give engagement to the tongue, so then really you will not, the tongue will stop from desiring all this material taste. And therefore, aside from this, like, no eating, really is taking, is it like fasting, but then feasting. Feasting with what? With Harinam, with Kirtan, with Harikata. And so we see this in the life of the devotees, how they're following Ekadasi. And therefore, in Ekadasi, sometimes there's a consideration of austerities. That's for like beginners. In the beginning, it's like an austerity to not eat. And it's good following all these rules. But ultimately, when someone who has relationship, then it's not an austerity, it's actually a natural thing. Like this day, very special. Ekadasi is none different from Bhagavan himself. And therefore, on this day, is like appearance day of Bhagavan, Madhav Tithi. Therefore, on this day, naturally, the devotees don't want to waste a single second of this day. So they utilize this day very nicely for glorification of Bhagavan. And therefore, on this day, they only utilize for hearing, chanting, for of name, form, qualities, and pastimes of Bhagavan. So this, in this way, then we begin to appreciate how Ekadasi is giving this real food. By engaging in these activities, this is the real food of the soul. So there is another Ekadasi, and it has been said that even just hearing glories of this Ekadasi is equivalent already to so much pious activity. For karmis, they have all this consideration. So this is only side effect. And we know the real effect is one gets, this is like, Ekadasi is like mother of bhakti. Mother meaning giver of life. So giver of life for bhakti and nourishing this bhakti. So there's consideration of one is purification from sins, and it has been glorified by following this Ekadasi. One is purified from all sins and the effects, the sufferings from all these sins. Like today we were reading in Ekadasi Mahatmya, it actually told the story of Harishchandra. And everyone knows the story of Harishchandra, how much he's a great king, and he became not just someone like suffering, but he became like a slave of a chandal. And he lost his wife, he lost his child. So like terrible situation. And everyone can have situation like this where you feel so hopeless, like oh, what to do now? Like completely bad situation. And so we can see this is like material consideration. And sometimes in a very bad situation, then it's very difficult to do bhakti, like so disturbed. And therefore, this is this story is given like for materialists. Somehow they desire liberation from their suffering. So he said, oh, very simple, just follow this Ekadasi. In this case of Harishchandra, he said one Gotamuni passed by in this crematorium where he was working. He was there, he's already there for many years working as a slave of this chandal. This Gotamuni passed by, and immediately he was very happy. He was thinking, like, oh, Brahmins are there for the welfare of everyone. So he approached, offered obeisances, and presented his condition. And Gotamuni, he said, oh, he was actually very surprised. Oh, how terrible the situation. But anyway, very soon, 7 days from now, this Ekadasi is coming. Very good. But we can understand, Krishna has not appeared on this time. The Harishchandra is in Treta Yuga. And therefore, otherwise, he would say Janmashtami, because like, just before this is Janmashtami. So he never mentioned that because this was Treta Yuga. So he said, oh, very soon, after 7 days, this Ekadasi is known to remove all sins. And whatever suffering you have now is from your previous activities. And therefore, he said, oh, you just fast on this day and don't sleep and everything will be okay. So by blessing of this Gotamuni, then he was inspired to follow this Ekadasi. And by that, then we know later on, like this problem was removed. Everything was also just a test. Even the chandal was Dharmaraj, like this. And he said that he went to Swarga, not just him, also all his people in his kingdom. But anyway, for karmis who hear like this, who really have desire for material results and suffering, then they'll be encouraged to follow. Oh, just simple, just not eating, just by not eating, so much good result. He said even just hearing this glory is already so much like purification and like pious merit will come. So therefore, everything very auspicious. But we know, of course, the greatest benefit is that by following this ekadasi, one becomes very strong. Just like when you eat, you become nourished. So by following this ekadasi, one becomes strong. Our spiritual body becomes strong. Right now, we're like baby. We could not even walk. All the time falling down. But then if we follow just nicely this ekadasi, then we become very strong and we can walk and we can go follow this path very nicely, path towards prema bhakti. Vanshakalpataru yasakipahasindu vachavatita nam pavani vaishnava.
ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः वंदेहं श्री गुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रभं रजरसरसिगं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं శ్రీ గురు చరణం వందే రమణ పిష్టాయ భూతలే రూపానుగ భక్తిదం చ కృపామూర్తి నారాయణం జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివ సది గౌర భక్త వృంద జయ రూప్ సనాతన రఘునాథ శ్రీ ఉపాల్ భటదాస హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే హరి రామ్ 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 హరి హరి. సో ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ ఆఫర్ మై రెస్పెక్ట్ఫుల్ ఒబేసియన్సెస్ అట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఫర్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్స్. Tlai Shriman Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev and Tlai Shriman Bhaktivedan Shri Vaman Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev and Daru Panagariya Guru Bhargava to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis present here and to our guardians especially. So we just heard now about the glories of Ekadashi, Annava Ekadashi. So we hear in Vedanta Sutra the five types of Purush, five types of Brahma Purush who have been described. There is Annamaya Brahma, Pranamaya Brahma, Gyanamaya Brahma, Vigyanamaya Brahma and Anandamaya Brahma. So Annamaya Brahma and Pranamaya Brahma, they concern to the material body. And Gyanamaya Brahma concerns the subtle body, material mind, senses and intelligence. And Vigyanamaya Brahma is actually the soul, the Jivatma. In this way. And then they say Anandamaya Brahma is Sri Krishna himself. So we know that Krishna is Anandamaya. Now therefore Shankaracharya there, when he came across this aphorism in the Vedanta Sutra, Anandamaya Bhyasat, there he was thinking, how can Brahma be Anandamaya? He is Ananda himself. How can he be composed of bliss? Here, what is the meaning of being composed of bliss? It means Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Nadi Radhir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So here we say he is Sachidananda Vigraha. Therefore he is Anandamaya Brahma, Anandamaya Abhyasa. But this he could not reconcile. Therefore he said, Vyasadev, here he is mistaken. He is not saying the truth. He is actually under illusion here. So therefore Shankaracharya, in this way actually he was not properly explaining Vedanta Sutra as how the Vaishnavas would have wanted. But anyhow, according to time, place, circumstance, he has described. So this way we say Vigyanamaya Brahma is the Jiva itself. The Jiva, as we hear, gradually progresses through the different stages of consciousness, beginning from Sankuchit Chetan, which is contracted consciousness, like the stones and then the grasses. And then it goes to Ishat Mukulit Chetan. Ishat Mukulit means slightly budding consciousness, as seen in the higher forms of life. And then there is Vardit Chetan, means then the Chetanta, the consciousness, is gradually increasing. And then there is Paritushta, no, Pushpit Chetan, Pushpit Ya Pallavit. In this way, gradually the Jiva's consciousness is gradually being adorned with more and more symptoms of refined intelligence and refined cognizance, sentience. And then after this Pallavit Ya Pushpit comes Paritushta, Chetan, Chetanta. Means now he is fully in the form of this fully blossomed consciousness. This fully blossomed consciousness is seen in a Bhavuk Bhakta, a Rasik Bhakta. So we hear, no, like we have the different stages of consciousness is embodied by Smarandasha, remembering, and then Varandasha, accepting what one has remembered, and Bhavapandasha, and comes the stage of Bhav Bhakti, and then this Prem Sampatti Dasha. So this Prem Sampatti Dasha is actually this Paritushta Chetanta in this way. So in this way, we see that by following Ekadashi Devi herself, like we just heard now, the soul is getting food. This is food for the soul. Like we hear, actually, Ekadashi Tithi is actually even more glorious than even Bhagwan's appearance days. Gurudev has said this in class. He said Ekadashi Tithi in one way is even more glorious than even Janmashtami and all the other appearance days of Bhagwan. Because this is the appearance of Shakti. Therefore, Bhagwan, he especially desires that his Shakti be glorified. So therefore, on the appearance days of Shaktis, Bhagwan himself becomes even more pleased if one observes the appearance day of Shakti more than his own appearance day. So therefore, we see that on these days, if anyhow we try cultivating this one-pointed devotion, then Krishna will be so happy. No, and we leave aside all lower forms of consciousness. No, like all these other things, like all these other mentalities we have. Like the other day, the Vaishnavas were saying, no, that if you go around calling anyone a mlecha, yavana, this is not good. Everyone, every jiva is qualified for bhakti. Like we see this happening all around the world. No, not just here, the smarters. Like I was recently reading the biography of some black-bodied devotees who came to the movement. Early 70s, Prabhupada disciples who recently left. So they were also saying, when they joined ISKCON in 1970, they faced so much racial discrimination. In fact, they were not even allowed to be initiated by Prabhupada. They'd go to one temple, the temple president would reject them, they'd go to another temple, again rejected, rejected, rejected. And finally, they anyhow ended up in one temple where Swami Maharaj was present. And then anyhow, they were again told not to come even near Swami Maharaj. Then when they came near Swami Maharaj, he told them, what do you want? Then this Mataji was black-bodied. She said, I want initiation. And she had like three children. So Swami Maharaj looked at her and he said, what is big of initiating you? I'll initiate your entire family, he said. Initiated her brothers, her children, everyone. No, because we see the Vaishnava is he's fully transcendental. He doesn't care for any of these material coverings. And like we see, even like once one devotee, he told Swami Maharaj, that, oh, why so much discrimination? I see that all black-bodied devotees, they're looked down upon. Why is this? And Swami Maharaj said, why do you think you're black in the first place? No, why do you think you're this in the first place? Don't think in such a way. Like even some of the Matajis, they would also go tell Swami Maharaj, oh, Prabhupada, you said a man's brain is 64 ounces, woman's brain is 32 ounces. That is only half man's brain. But you're saying this, sometimes we feel very discouraged. And Swami Maharaj said, why do you feel you're a woman in the first place? I'm saying that, why do you feel you're a woman? After you've heard so much Harikatha, so many teachings of mine, you still feel that way. You know? So therefore we see sometimes like when these remarks come upon, like someone being called a mlecha, yavana, or whatever, you know, if we really identify ourselves as such, then we'll get offended. Or else, even if they're saying all these things, why should we be concerned? No. Even people are saying like this. People will say even until the end of time, they will never change people. Until the end of time, they'll keep saying such things. So therefore we see on these days, we should anyhow try diverting ourselves from this consciousness that we have. No. Like so many times, so many instances, we get offended for the slightest thing. If anyone calls us this, that, this, this. Why? Because we identify ourselves as such. But if we try rising above, then even if anyone calls us a mlecha, yavana, anything, chandala, anything, why should we care? In fact, we are humble, we'll say, all right, I am like that. All right, Prabhu, I am like that. You please move forward. No, so anyhow, on these days, we should try removing all these mentalities aside and try moving forward on the path of devotion. When we do parikrama, we never look back. We always go front. Never look back. Similarly, even in our spiritual lives, no matter how many mistakes we make, we should use that as stepping stones to go forward. And these sthitis, they give us an opportunity. So anyhow, like we just heard this Harishchandra's life. Like we see Harishchandra, his history has been described in so many Puranas. Every person who follows Vedic culture, he knows who Raja Harishchandra is. And it's very important to know his life also. Because Gurudev has also spoken about him, Harikatha, many times. Like we see that Harishchandra, his life has been described in so many Puranas, even the Devi Bhagavat Puran. Devi Bhagavat Puran, Markandeya Puran, Mahabharata, Aitreya Brahman. So many scriptures, so many life stories have been given about his account. In the Aitreya Brahman, it is stated that Maharaj Harishchandra, he didn't have any son. He had 100 wives, but no son. So therefore, Naradrishi, he told him, you pray to Varundev and you follow Ekadashi, you'll get a son. Anyhow, he prayed to Varundev and he followed Ekadashi, then he got a son. But Varundev said, I'll take your son back whenever I want. So therefore, he appeared one day and then he said, give me Rohit Aswa, your son. I need him. Harishchandra refused. Then anyhow, another person was used as a substitute, another human being. His name was Sunakshepa. So Sunakshepa, he was used as a replacement for Rohit Aswa. Anyhow, when Sunakshepa was supposed to die, he prayed to the mantras of the Rig Veda. And then the mantras of the Rig Veda personified, they protected him. They saved him from Yamraj. And in this way, it is said, like we heard for the Karmis, if you follow Ekadashi this way, you'll even get a son. In the Aitreya Brahman, it is said. Then it is said in one of the Puranas that Harishchandra is actually the son of Trishanku. So we've heard about Trishanku's life. Trishanku was actually a king, and then he kept telling Vasishtha Rishi. Vasishtha Rishi was the Rajguru of Harishchandra. So Trishanku, he kept saying, oh, I want to go to heaven, I want to go to heaven. Vasishtha said, no, you cannot do like this. You cannot go to heaven. So then anyhow, he started then calling the sons of Vasishtha. Please make me go to heaven. Please make me go to heaven. Vasishtha said, no. Vasishtha's sons said, if our father has not allowed us to do so, if our father himself has not like permitted that you go to heaven in such a illegal way, then how can we do so? So then he started insulting the sons of Vasishtha, saying, you are useless, everyone is useless. And they cursed him. You become a chandal, untouchable. So then he took shelter of Vishwamitra. Then Vishwamitra, he said, all right, I'll perform yajnas, you can go to heaven. But as he was about to go to heaven, Indra, he stopped. He said, you cannot go to heaven. He stopped Trishanku from entering. Then again, Vishwamitra, he started chanting more and more powerful mantras to enter into heaven. And Indra was stopping him. And they said, that's how his name came to be Trishanku, because he was upside down now. His head was pointed towards heaven or earth, and this way he was upside down. So he said, Trishanku was the father of Harishchandra. It is mentioned in some of the Puranas. Also, it is said in the Markandeya Puran, it is said that Harishchandra, once he was in the forest where Vishwamitra was performing austerities. So then it is said there was one personality called Vignaraj. Vignaraj means the king of all obstacles. So Vignaraj, he entered inside Harishchandra. And then he started like insulting Vishwamitra in such bad ways. Saying Vishwamitra is this, Vishwamitra is that, this, this, that, that, that. And then Vishwamitra, he started getting very offended. And then Vishwamitra, in his mind, he had, oh, now I have to anyhow teach Harishchandra a lesson. We know the history that Vishwamitra, he came to me, he asked for his kingdom. Then Harishchandra, he gave everything away. Anyhow, he even asked for some dakshina, saying, you have to give me 10,000 gold coins. That also he gave. And then it is said that his entire family and his entire kingdom also started moving with him. But then Vishwamitra got very angry. He said, all these people are my citizens, no longer your citizens. Then he started beating Harishchandra's wife with a stick. Then anyhow, he also left. So then we know that he became the assistant of a chandala, this guardian of the crematorium. So at this time, it is said Vasishtha, he was doing austerities for 12 years. So he didn't know what was happening. So then when Vasishtha Rishi appeared, when he found out what happened, he was very upset with Vishwamitra, saying, how can you do this? How can you test him in this way? And then from there, their rivalry started from there because of Harishchandra. So then we know all the other aspects of how their rivalry gradually evolved. So in this way, Harishchandra, actually he was from the Surya Vansh, the Ikshvaku dynasty. And we see Ram himself appeared there in his dynasty. Vishwamitra, he was trying to teach Harishchandra that all these pious things you're doing, they only concern your body and mind. Try to do something for your soul. Try to do something for Bhagavan. And this is Ekadashi. Ekadashi doesn't concern Gyan or Karma. Concerns directly Bhakti, directly pure devotional service onto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. This is Ekadashi. So therefore Vishwamitra was encouraging Harishchandra that Ram himself will appear in your dynasty. So don't do this. Like we see now in the histories, Gurudev, he speaks about Maharaj Sibi. Maharaj Sibi, once he won his kingdom, he saw one eagle chasing one pigeon. So that time before the Kshatriyas, anyone who took shelter of a Kshatriya, the Kshatriya was bound to protect him. That was his dharma. Like we see in the Ramayana, when Vibhishan, he left Ravan and he came to Ram. Ram, he asked Sugriva and Hanuman, what should I do? Should I accept Vibhishan or not? So then Sugriva, he looked at Ram. He said, don't accept Vibhishan. Vibhishan is a spy of Ravan. You can never trust these demons, these Rakshasas. Then Ram looked at Hanuman. And then Hanuman, he said, what should I do? Then Hanuman said, Prabhu, for a Kshatriya, if anyone takes shelter, he has to give him like shelter. Even if he is an enemy, if he comes and he asks for shelter, he has to. Then Hanuman, he spoke one story. Once one tiger was chasing one man. And this man, he started climbing up a tree. And then there was a monkey. So then this man, he told the monkey, please save me, protect me. Then the monkey anyhow pulled this man up the tree. Then the tiger, he looked at the monkey and he said, hey monkey, I have nothing against you. Push that man down, he said. Monkey said, never, why should I? He took shelter of me, I will never do that. Then the tiger looked at the man, he said, pull that monkey by the tail. Then the man immediately pulled the monkey by the tail. And the monkey fell in front of the tiger. Then the tiger, he looked at the monkey and he said, just see how this man is, how cruel he is, and see how foolish you are. You want to give him shelter, but see how selfish he is. Now go back up the tree, climb the tree again and push him down. So the tiger let him go. Then again he told the monkey, put the man down. Monkey said, never. He has taken my shelter. I'll never give him up. They say Hanuman, he related this story. And Ram was so happy and he gave him shelter. Similarly, Maharaj Sibi also, when he saw this eagle chasing this pigeon, the pigeon took shelter of Sibi. And then the eagle told Sibi, give me the pigeon. It's my food. Sibi said, never. Then he said, all right, give me equal weight that corresponds to that pigeon. So then Sibi, he cut one hand of his. But still, the scale was not equal. Then he cut another hand. Then he cut another leg. Then he cut another leg. Then he said, all right, I'll offer my entire body. Then he offered his entire body. Then the scale became equal. And then all the gods appeared, the demigoddesses appeared, then they blessed him. But even is this bhakti, this is also like Shubhakarma, pious activity. Like we see in Dadiji also. Demigods, they wanted to make one thunderbolt out of Dadiji's bones to kill this Vritrasur. So then they told Dadiji, please give us your bones while you're still alive. Then Dadiji said, how selfish you demigods are. You still want my bones while I'm still alive. Then he said, all right, anyhow. Then he put gud, this molasses on his body. And then he told all the cows, he told all the demigods, call all the cows, tell them to lick my body. And then as and when they lick my body, you'll get my bones and you can make a thunderbolt to kill the Vritrasur. But is this bhakti also? This is also Shubhakarma. Similarly, what Maharaj Harishchandra did was also Shubhakarma. Can never give bhakti. Therefore, great souls like Vishwamitra, they instruct him, saying, don't engage in such Shubhakarma. Therefore, we see in the Puranas, it is mentioned that if you follow Annada Ekadashi, then like we heard, Gautam Rishi blessed him, that you'll never have any suffering in your life. But actually, that is only external. Secondary, internal is that you'll get pure bhakti itself. Because Ekadashi Devi is bhakti janani. But then anyhow, the Puranas want everyone to be engaged in bhakti by hook or crook. So anyhow, they're saying, all right, this is like bait, like a carrot in front of the donkey. Saying anyhow, you take this. And anyhow, like you try to follow Ekadashi at least a little. So therefore, on these sthitis, rather than like trying to engage in like how the mundane materialists do so, like in pious mundane activity. Rather than that, we should engage more in this Shuddha Bhakti, in this pure Bhakti, more and more. And like we see, you know, even Mahaprabhu himself was crying so much on this Ekadashi. Which Ekadashi? Annada Ekadashi, it is said. When Mahaprabhu was weeping so much, Jagannath Mishra took Mahaprabhu to Jagadish Pandit and Hiranya's house. And only when he took that boga, Mahaprabhu was happy. It was said that that happened during Annada Ekadashi. This particular Ekadashi that Mahaprabhu was weeping. Because we see in Chaitanya Bhagavat, the type corresponds to this Ekadashi. Even the Vaishnavas have said, this is another Ekadashi during this time. Therefore, we see during this time, Bhagavan is offered 56 types of items, not just Ekadashi Prasad or Boga. Like we see once in Mathura, they were only offering Ekadashi Boga to Radha Vinod Bihari. And then so many problems came in the temple. Gurudev was in Bengal. And when he came back from Bengal, he told them, saying, oh, why so many problems in the temple? Because you were offering only Ekadashi Boga. Why not offering rice and other 56 types of items, or at least something, rice dal? Bhagwan doesn't have to do Ekadashi like all of you. So you do Ekadashi. So therefore, on this Ekadashi, we must be careful also to not have sparshadosh. Like we hear sometimes people, they're criticizing, they do so many things. If we lend our ears to all these things, then that thing will also touch us. That is sparshadosh. Like once in Mathura, they made so much kheer. Then anyhow, some insect or some lizard fell inside the kheer. Then they asked Gurudev, what should we do? And Gurudev said, oh, this is sparshadosh. Now throw everything out. They said, now throw all the kheer, everything out. Because sparshadosh, even the slightest contamination can contaminate us, enter our hearts and contaminate us fully. So we should pray to Ekadashi Devi that all these impurities don't contaminate us and that we can try being one-pointed on this path of pure devotion. Vancha kalvata rupesha kripasan vecha padithanam palanam.
ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य गिनंगन शलाक चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः వందేహం శ్రీ గురు వరం శ్రీ రూపానుగ ప్రవరం వ్రజ రస రసిగం చ నారాయణం దం ప్రమన్నం శ్రీ గురు చరణం వందే రమణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే రూపనూగ భక్తిదం చ కృపామూర్తి నారాయణం వంచకల్పద్రవ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యవచ పదితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః భజ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తివృందం హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ్ 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 హరే హరే ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ ఫర్ మై సస్తంగనంద వర్పణం థౌసండ్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్స్ అండ్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ మై పరమ రాధితం గురు పాద పద్మం విష్ణు పాద స్తోత్ర శిష్యు మన్ భక్తి వేరంత నారాయణ గోస్వామి మహారాజుల గురుదేవ్ సెకండ్ లైవ్ ఆఫ్ మై సస్తంగనంద వర్పణం థౌసండ్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్స్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ మై శ్రీ రూపాను గౌరీ గురువర్గ ఆఫ్ మై సస్తంగనంద వర్పణం అంత ఆల్సంబుడ్ వైష్ణవజం వైష్ణవి So, according to the mercy of Sri Guru Pada Padma, the Vaishnavas, we are continuing our celebrations, Janmashtami, and now we perform this Krishna Seva, Vaishnav Seva, of this Chosatti Mahantabhog. And now coming this Annadaya Karishi or this Mahadwadashi. So, this is we've been hearing from the Vaishnavas that this there are many different types of Brahma. Of course, we as Vaishnavas, they worship Parabrahma. First you have Parabrahma, then comes the word Brahma. First comes Parameshwar, then you can have the word Ishwar. First comes Paramatma, then you can have Atma. So, but it is described, Param Gurudev has written article also in Harmonist, that this Annamoy Brahma, Annam Brahma. And Annakut, the Brajbasis, they are offering this grain. All these preparations, the Giriraj, Govardhan. And this is symbolic of the love of the Brajbasis. Krishna is instructing them to offer everything to Giriraj. Then with so much enthusiasm and love, they are cooking all these grains and they are offering to Giriraj. And Gurudev said, anyone on Annakut festival, they take offer even one grain of anna for Giriraj, then their Lakshmi may beg, but that devotee will never have any shortage in life. So in India, this annadan is very, very famous. Why? Because it is said that the pran in Kali Yuga is in the anna, in the grains. In other yugas, in Satya Yuga, the pran was inside the bones. Like when Hiranyakashipu was doing tapasya, all the ants ate his body. Only his bones were there, but still he was doing tapasya. Valmiki Rishi also, ants ate his complete body, but he was still doing tapasya. Why? Because the prana is not inside the flesh, not inside the blood. So in Kali Yuga, where is the prana? The prana is in the grains, in the anna. Therefore, if you offer any grain in charity to anybody, this is known as annadan. It is very, very auspicious. Why? Because you are giving life. By that grain, life is maintained. The jivas, they come down through the rain into the earth and then it enters into the grain. And then you eat that grain and then life comes into your body. And that's how also the cycle of birth and death continues. Then by the producing that blood in your body, it is produced into semen and then it is by that children is impregnated. So this anna is like life in the Vedas. And if you give that in charity, it is very, very auspicious. So this annadan. But in reality, the true dan is what? How long you will maintain this body? You can give so much dhoti, roti, so much medicine, so much foodstuffs. Then what will happen? You give some foodstuff to somebody, but then after 5-6 hours, again they are hungry. You give some medicine to someone, then again they will become sick. There's no end to this. Therefore, reality, nourishment of the soul has to be given. That's what we're hearing. We're not this body. We're not European. We're not American. We're not Chinese. We're not Indian. We're not woman. We're not man. We're not black. We're not white. We're not any of these things. We are the soul. It's the true identity of the jiva. Krishna says, Mama evangsi jiva loki jiva bhuta sanatana. My angsa. Therefore, the only thing that can nourish that soul is this. Say, Annamrita Pao Radha Krishna Gunagao. not any ordinary anna, but annamrita, the nectar of these grains. And that is only when the Vaishnavas, with love and devotion, they offer something to the Lord. What can we really offer to the Lord? The Lord is Sachidananda Moy. He is in Golok Vrindavan. He is Goloki Bihari Hari. He is relishing his pastimes in Aprakit Golok Vrindavan. And you will take these five material elements and offer to Thakurji. What offering is this? This is all his creation. What you can offer him? But the Bhagavan wants to see the desire of the jiva. That is his love. That calm. Whether he can offer that to the Lord or not. And this way we take all these anna, all these grains, and we prepare them and we offer that bhoga to the Lord with love and devotion. Bhavi graha janardana. Therefore he doesn't see the faults. This is pancha bhautik, this and that. When the Lord accepts it, then that anna, it becomes actually transcendental. It becomes mahaprasad. Annamrita. And then when the jivas, they accept that annamrita, they say, annamrita pao radha krishna gunagao. Prema deko chaitanya nitai. Then the jiva automatically, he'll begin singing the glories of Radha Krishna and the glories of Gaur Nitai and dancing in ecstasy. When Shiva, he came from Kailash, he received one grain of anna from Lord Narayan, from the Lord, Narad given. And Shiva, he ate that grain and he was dancing in ecstasy. When Parvati saw, he said, why are you so happy? Why are you dancing? He said, oh, today I received some prasad of my Prabhu. Then she said, oh, I also want. He said, but I don't have any. Then she became upset and she began doing tapasya. So much tapasya that then she was, the Lord Narayan himself came down. Where? In the form of Jagannath, in Jagannath Puri, there. And there, every day this anna is being offered to Lord Jagannath. Because she asked for the benediction. I don't want only for myself. I want this anna should be this anna should be distributed to all the jivas of the world. Therefore, you can see there in Puri, this Mahaprasad, that one grain that when Shiva danced like a madman, Narad, everyone. That grain, that Mahaprasad is being offered there and not like Annakut. Every day, we are like Madhavendra Puri Pari, he was doing Annakut for months, every day. The Vaishnavas here, every day they're doing Annakut. So in Puri, there also Annakut every day. So much bhoga is offered, this Annamoy Brahma, this Mahaprasad is being offered to Bhagavan. And that is being distributed to all the jivas. And from there, this Jagannath Prasad is going all around the world. And going to the Western countries, here, there, everywhere, coming here, everywhere. It is through this mercy, this annamrita, that the jivas, they are now, their desire to serve Krishna, is changing. And they are moving towards Bhagavan, slowly. This change is coming through this special mercy. This is a special prasad. This is why it's called prasad, means mercy, special kripa of the Lord, that he has come in this form. Therefore, Mahaprasad is not any ordinary food grains. It is directly the sarup of the Lord. Therefore, if anyone is honoring Mahaprasad, you should not go touch their feet or anything, because Thakurji is in front of that prasad is there. Then you are neglecting the prasad. You should not disrespect the prasad in any way. Just like Thakurji is here, that prasad is also Thakurji. If we should not speak prajalpa while eating prasad. We should not. So many rules and regulations there. So this is the real charity. Tavakatam mitam tapta jivanam. Kavibiriritam kalma sahapaham shavana mangalam shrimad adadam bhuvignantiye bhuri dajana. Someone who can distribute this prasad, Thakurji's prasad, in the form of his harikatha, the form of his mahaprasad, then this he is really bhuri jana, he is a really donor. Ordinary people, they think, I am doing so much donation, I am giving charity, anna dan, this dan, that dan, and they become very proud. But this is not real charity. You distribute this mahaprasad. You offer to Thakurji, you offer to all the Vaishnavas, then you offer to everyone. Then this is real charity. Giving this Harikatha Amrita, Annamrita, this Bhakti Amrit. This is the process of this devotional service. This is what our Guru Varga wants to distribute. So on this Ekadashi day, is Annada Ekadashi. Then this mood, Ekadashi Devi is distributing this Kripa, this mercy of the Lord, in the form of his Bhakti, in the form of this devotion, this Prema Bhakti. She's giving the adhikar to the jiva to engage in bhakti and relish this prema amrita. And this is how the jiva, he can realize his, make his life successful. So we are very lucky that we've been observing all these festivals. Like we observe this Choshanti Mahantabhog. Das Goswami said, Guru Goshte Goshtale Isa Sudane Bhusu Ragane Swamantashi Namni Vajanivayan Vivadandva Sharane Sada Dhamma Hitvakurati Apuram Atiram Aye Brada Sandha Chaturbhir Abhiyache Dijapada. Serve Guru, Goshte, Goshtali Sura, Sujane, Bhusurgane, Swamantra, Shri Namni, all these things. We can see the Vaishnavas, they engage in serving and honoring all these Vaishnavas and performing this activity. And this way, before our own eyes, we can see how Mana Shiksha in Das Goswami is instructing. Prabhu kahe Krishna Seva, Vaishnava Sevana, Nirantara Karo Krishna Nam Sankirtam. Do Krishna Seva and do Vaishnava Seva and do Nirantara Nam Sankirtam. This is the mood of this festival. We should serve in this way. And this way, we'll make our lives successful. And therefore, yesterday we could see so many people, they were so enthusiastic, so fortunate to receive this Mahaprasad, see this Kirtan, and take part in this mercy. And today again, it's continuing. And not only today, every day, the Vaishnavas, they're saying, I'm not cooking for Thakurji, but I'm cooking for the Vaishnavas. So every day, hundreds and thousands of Vaishnavas, they're coming here, and they're receiving this Mahaprasad. We see, and this kirtan and all these things. So we are very lucky to witness these things before our own eyes. And we can only pray that we may continue to witness things also and accept this into our own life. Vancha kalpatru vyastha ki pasindu vevaja paditanam avani vaishnu vibhuna.
Thank you, sorry.
Ungogyano Timirandhasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militangena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhaibhacha Patitanang Pavanibhu Vaishnavibhu Namo Namaha Nauma Badanaya Krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne Gaurati namaha Jai rupa sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sriji Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Echai Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Jhavaite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai Guru Parampara ki jai Anant Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai Saparshad Gaur Hari ki jai Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Subhas Sanjeev ki jai Bhakta Vigna Vinasan Karani Singhadev ki jai, Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Sarva Vishnu Pratap Giriraj Govardhan Jiv ki jai, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jiv ki jai, Brajamandal Dham ki jai, Brajavasi Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Brajeshwari Madheshwari Praneshwari Srimati Radharani ki jai, Brajadevi Gan ki jai, Jai Chaturmasya Vrata ki jai, Vrata Varankari Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Samavet Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari. Oh. Now is today. is Annada Ekadashi. Ekadashi following fasting. Give me anna. Then breaking the prata. My name is Annada Ekadashi. Anna giving. Telling, fasting, no eating, drinking. Say no. Annada. Now coming on, giving. Then what big problem? Mahaprabhu, Maharaj is saying, Mahaprabhu crying for Anna. Then Jagannath Mishra going and bringing and giving. Then Mahaprabhu eating, very happy, smiling, smiling. Then now is Mahaprabhu, this Annada Ekadashi now is, all are taking grains. Krishna giving. Ekadashi Devi giving Anna. You are fasting, she is bringing Anna, big, big plate and giving, like Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri Mahaprabhu sitting in Gambhira doing Nam Sankirtanam and Jagannath Panda, Supakar, all bringing lot of Anna. Jagannath Prasad, all. Why? Mahaprabhu following Bhrata, all following Bhrata, no going market on the bazaar, nobody buying. All stock, amount, big hills. Then all bringing Mahaprabhu near. Mahaprasad came, don't know what doing Mahaprabhu. How can neglecting? Mahaprasad is not ordinary things. Brahma himself. Mahaprasad is Govinda. Mahaprasad is Brahma. Mahaprasad is Govinda. Nam Brahma. Vaishnavi. All is Brahma. Then, but Mahaprabhu not accepting. But childhood Mahaprabhu accepting, now no accepting. Purvapekha Paravidhi Balavan. First, Mahaprabhu crying and eating. Other no bringing, Mahaprabhu not stop it crying. And now Mahaprabhu is near a lot of Anna, Mahaprasad, but Mahaprabhu doing Sashtanga Dandavat, Parikrama, Stuti, and praying, complete day, night, praying and crying. Next morning, Mahaprabhu taking prasadam. But this is Annada Ekadashi. This is not his reality. Annada Ekadashi, before also many years I'm trying explaining, but it's Kali Yuga. Narrow mind and small mentality. All forget. English called forget, not telling for goat. Forget. Gate is open, then everything gone. Gate is not locked. So all forget. Gate is open and gone. Anyhow, I'm not now joking. Now, my nature is very bad. I never learn English. I learn English, then what I'm doing, I don't know. But this is childhood to Allah is going to school, then one learning. If jodi is here, but kintu what ki? All learning first. Then each other is teaching. English. Anyhow, now is all are going on the Ekadashi's glory is for. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying what? Jagyat Bhavati Parjanya. Parjanat Annad Bhavati. And after Anna, then or Jiva. Grains inside is soul is coming. And soul coming, then pure soul with is coming. Annamayam Brahma. Jiva taking, then soul is going. Within pure soul, then Jiva getting birth. This things is telling. Now this telling on Annada Ekadashi, saying Ekadashi fasting. Then anna is grains, but this is anna Brahma. So now telling anybody Ekadashi fasting giving anna, grains giving? Say no. Giving many pure soul. And meanings realized soul. Satsanga. I am alone. একাকি আমার নাহি পায় বল হরিনাম সংকীর্তনে তুমি কৃপা করি শ্রদ্ধাবিন্দু দিয়া দেহ কৃষ্ণ নাম ধনে অ্যালোন ইজ নট পসিবল ভজন রূপা সষ্টাকু সেইং মাই ফ্রন্ট অফ এনি ভক্ত ডেভটি বৈষ্ণবাজ দে আর মাই বিপদ উদ্ধারণ বান্ধব এন্ড মাই গুরুদেব মাই প্রোটেকশন ফর সেন্ডিং নট ভক্ত ডেভটি হাউ ক্যান আই হু প্রোটেক্টিং মি Or I am speaking Harikatha. The need is satsanga, bhakta sanga. What not need bad soul, contaminated soul. Need is realized soul. Like Annakut festival time, telling, offering many things, many grains. Say you offering only grains, you are offering yourself, offering you, then is nectar and bliss is coming for you. Say no, Krishna say, okay, you are offering anything for Giriraj, you taking and giving back you, that thing is helping and purifying your soul. So Jiva now is following the Ekadashi. Ekadashi Devi, what doing? She is giving the satsanga. Satsanga sevadi nirnam. Tata dusanga musrijya. Satsu sajjet subuddhi mano. Santai vasa chindanti. Mano vaisanga ukti bhi. Sadhu sanga very rare. Not possible, available. Or sadhu very easy, available. Everywhere. But sadhu not everywhere. Very prayer. So this after Krishna Janmashtami, this Annada Ekadashi. This Krishna's near and dear is close and very sweet. His followers, friends, relatives, with his no taste for relation. Krishna come. Then Putana came, all careless. No doubt they have. See, in lifetime, asasanga, very easy. Somebody coming, touching feet, embracing, kissing, giving gift, and stealing me. Forever. I can bring back myself, not come back. God my near, Guru my near, Vaishnava my near, but I am going far away with them. But Ekadashi Devi said, no. Anna da, I am giving this anna, these grains. What grains? Pure, this realized soul. Helpful. Satsanga for desire. This is tasteful things for soul. Like yesterday hearing, yeah, day before, all time hearing. One is body austerity. One is mind austerity. But soul, body service with is not is happy. Mind service with is not happy. But mind is engaging for bhakti's program, then helping this soul. Mind is very subtle, very nearby. Kabe, vishaya chhadiya kabe suddha habe man, kabe hama herava Sri Vrindavan. So not possible, I am left in this Vishaya Bhog. My mind is, I am engaging for bhakti's purpose. So Ekadashi Devi saying, yes, I am giving, I am helping. Satsanga for desire, there is real grains, they offer already. Anything is not offer, then this is not clean and not pure, not qualified. many soul, many grains. Everywhere, all grains has soul present. What any grains is not offered, like, giving example, any eggplant, potato, rice, a dal, any vegetables, there is growing. There is soul is present. Now, somebody taking and stealing and eating, then they are collecting sin, killing and eating, enjoying. Therefore, they collecting. Telling this sloka, this telling this sloka, this anybody cooking for own self, they are only grass by grass, or they are eating only sin. So Krishna saying, this all jiva is mine. You offering, then anybody growing, and sadhus are what doing? Bhaktas are all offering Krishna. Then this jiva getting liberation, very happy, nearby God reached. And this jiva giving bless, also God giving bless, both. This is called Mahaprasad. Then je pachanti atma karanat. But now jiva, this Suddha jiva, the God prasadam, God merciful. This is real grains. They are real anna. Otherwise, tamasi, rajasi contaminate, sattiki, non-nirgun. You are offering yourself complete, God accepting. You are serving continue God. Then this grains is pure, suddha. So this ekadashi will be following this vrata, then giving this opportunity, facility and help. Like just now hearing Maharaj Harishchandra, many problem create, but nobody helping. All are disturbing, stealing, throwing out, chandal, incrimination place. But Gautam Muni, he came, he is saying, you follow Ekadashi, then automatic you getting everything, meanings, then satsanga for desire and faith is coming, and pure this realized soul is coming and helping in you. Nobody possible cheating in you. In this life is protection is necessary. Otherwise, pure people is giving foodstuff, not giving prasadam. Many charitable place, they giving foodstuff, not giving God prasadam. God prasadam is how much power? That any soul is already surrendered. This soul with his relation, their mercy is necessary. And no relation, ordinary many soul is here and they are running. I am serving, they are serving, I make a relation, then I am going down to hell. No protection. And bhaktas with his relation, bhaktas are what doing? They pulling, bringing nearby, they offering. They giving taste and greed. They give strength and energy. They also are protecting, not possible going back, and not possible jumping. Like Prabhupada Sri Thakur saying, one cow, morning time, cow said to gone out. And he is moving jungle. After he is looking one lake, and there is many grasses. this is greedy, grass is eating for grazing, eating for is gone inside. But he don't know there is mud, clay. His two legs is gone, grass is eating for, but his gun is dumb. Grass is on top, but down in mud. After he tried to coming back, oh, no possible. And another two legs also with his is gone inside mud and slow. Now his mouth is in half and he is suffering. One tiger say, bah, very good. Now I am jumping and killing this cow and taking my foodstuff. He is also jumping and he is gone inside his mud and clay. He cannot possible coming out. Now he has no strength, hopeless. At a time what happened, cow's guardian, he is looking, where gone my cow, where gone, looking, oh, inside mud. He is then calling people and anyhow tying this neck, his rope and bamboo, anyhow bring back and turn and washing, cleaning. Cow is thinking, my life is come. Why? There, my helper is came, my family came, relatives came, my authority came, guardian came. Tiger also thinking, definitely they are helping me, taking me out. Then what doing? They're taking one rope and throwing and hanging, like tying. And after pulling, bringing and beating with his stick and killing him and taking his leather, taking his teeth, taking his everything, but not protecting. So anybody, Sarnagata Ekadasi Devi is near, then Ekadasi Devi, Bhakti Devi is mother. Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani. Bhakti is mother. She is not beating and killing. She is pulling, washing, cleaning and bring back, taking back. No, this Jiva is fallen. Jiva has many faults and guilties. What they are following me, took shelter my near. They are foolish, ignorance, no brain. What I cannot cheating. Other demigods, you worshipping, following them, they giving you all wealth, position, and famous making, and everywhere glorifying. Also, they sending many agents, but bribe, but this is fallen down. Asasanga, not possible protection. But Ekadasi Devi not cheating. Telling Bhajanti Devi Dutha Devan, Deva Upi Tathayvatan, Chayava Karmasa Jiva, Sadhava Dhinavatsala. You worshipping any demigods, see any other brata, japatapa, they will give you fruits. This is poison, you destroy for, they cannot thinking. No protecting. But Chayava Karmasa Jiva Sadhava Dhinavatsala. Sadhu is Dhinavatsala. Asking, begging, praying, crying, give me, not giving. They giving only Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavidamati, Krishna Bhakti for Rasa. Great. No giving. The Ekadasi Devi mercifully giving these grains, annada, giving this pure, bona fide sadhu. Sadhu there, soul is grains. Tasteful. Like, sometimes I'm telling, you give me an apple or a mango, people are chewing and eating. Give me one flower, then not chewing, on smelling. So this smelling, very happy. So God near, anybody gone, serving him. He's eating all jivas, like goat, Kali is near, is offering, cutting, Durga, Bhavani, Chandi, Bhairavi, Bhairav, Kal Bhairav, Mahakal, then animal cutting and giving. The Krishna is near, you are offering yourself, then Krishna cutting you and killing you and distributing. Kali, Mahakal is near, is many jackal, many ghosts and witch, many rakshaso. Then there is all are eating. any grains is coming our near, all are not offering, then how is foolish? Like Kali Durga Chandri Bhairavi, our nature. But offering then, I am surrender, then I am also offering others. I am not Saranagata, then how can I am offering? I am not practice. This Ekadashi Devi first is teaching how I will be Saranagata. This grains is how can I am offering? The soul is offering. Soul is offering, then everybody is my near coming or offering. Then no tension. So this satsanga. Yeah? There are many stories, Purana, Shastra, everywhere, telling. Telling, one time, one king's son, prince, he is very qualified, but everybody like him. Very sweet, very humble, respecting all her, serving all her. Kind for everybody. Now his age is like 14, 15. But he's coming back, his house, room, then queen is very happy, but queen has many helper and servant. One servant, lady servant, she's cooking, massaging, washing cloth, and everything she is doing, childhood too, born in that time too. Now she is looking at this boy, she is only crying. Non-stop crying. Then one day this prince is asking, also he is addressing mother, more than real mother, she is serving and helping. Now asking, why you disturb with me? You look at me, everybody happy with me. You are only look at me and crying only. You are very disturbed. I am so much, too much suffering now. I am now young like. And you look at me, you are crying, crying, crying. I cannot tolerate. I am never coming more house. You are not coming, not I am staying is here. Then she is trying to controlling cry, but he is fasting. Why are you crying? You telling me, otherwise I cannot eating, not sleeping, hunger strike. King is hearing, queen is hearing, came. What happened? Why not eating? So why she is crying? Look at me all time. Then I asking, you telling? Say no. Not possible telling. Then more giving pressure, then she is saying, I am telling, then I will be dying. So no problem, you will be dying. Are not you telling, I am killing in you. King has sword, dagger, many weapons, at a moment killing. It's okay, I am telling this, only this prince, nobody's. Then, telling this king, prince alone, you are born, then 6 days, Chhati Pujan. That day Brahma is coming, Vidhi. He is writing this, not this front of Lalat, his back. All life story. How long life, what is happened, everything is writing and going. This is called Shashti Puja or Chhati Pujan. Then, that day, I am sleeping, you are inside room, I am sleeping in door. Then midnight, Brahma is came, so I am writing everything as it is. You give me entrance, say no. What are you writing, you are telling me, then I am giving entrance, other than not giving. Why is Brahma crossing and going? Impossible. Brahma has etiquette, and he was not crossing. Anywhere to going? No. She is all protecting. Honest. Chaste. Now Brahma, until 3 o'clock, try to come, but not giving entrance. After I say, what are you writing or telling? Okay, I'm telling. You give me entrance, I'm going to, I'm telling. Brahma came and writing and going to him, she's not giving door, way. Then Brahma saying, this boy will be 16 years age. Then thunderbolt is with this, he will be die, killing him, Indra Vajra with this. Then all country will be destroyed, king will be die, and queen will be die, all destroyed. Finish. All. Historical, all program, all finish. Then she is hearing and she know. And these boys like become young, like it's very fast, very qualified, attractive. Now 15 years says, only 1 year more. Then telling Brahma writing 16 years, last of day, Indra coming within Vajra and killing in you. And then queen, king, minister, everybody, your separation for, they can control, they all doing suicide, fire, burning, die, all destroy. Then this boy say, okay. He is now prince, he's okay. Like 15 years to 16 years past day start, midnight he's waking, taking horse, riding horse, qualified horse, and gone, crossing country, jungle. Complete jungle hill station, crossing, after left in horse, you go back. And he's now entering this forest. He's gone, very far, Rukmini ashram. And there ashram has his morning time to do samadhi and tapasya. Evening time, tapasya to coming, yajna, ahuti giving, and is something, leaves, dry trees, bark, chewing and some water taking. Now, this boy came and offering pranam and he is sitting front of. Rishi, evening time, like broken samadhi and come, he is saying, who are you? What do you need? No like telling. Telling, oh, Jubaraj, you are came. How I am helping in you? Say, Maharaj, what do you need? Say, Maharaj, you know I am prince, I am Jubaraj. Then you know everything. Past and future, where I am Saranagata, you near. I am committed offering myself, you near. As you choice. You give me shelter, protecting me, no protecting, this is your choice. Say, okay, don't be worried. You doing bhajan. Now 16 years, last of day, he is making one stage. And on top of he is sitting and down, telling you sitting here. That day, without any rain and storm and wind, only big sound, Indra came with the thunderbolt, killing for him. But all forest, jungle, like destroy all. But Muni, very strong. After Indra saying, Jammaraj, Vidhi, all came. This boy you take giving out. Say, no. First killing me and then killing this boy. Say, no. How can killing in you? Your tapasya, Brahmarshi, said, killing him, giving out his today, last day. Say, not possible. He is my Saranagata. After what happened? This. They are not going back. All destroyed like jungle, all forest, all animals, afraid and scared, all came this ashram. Why here is no possible disturbing Indra, Varun, Chandra, Brahma, Jamraj, anybody coming? No, impossible. Sadhu has power. Other power is little. Sadhu has all, God, all Shakti there. What doing? After evening, last moment, say, okay, Brahma say, I'm killing Indra, then I'm giving new life. So I cannot believe you. No. I am giving him shelter. Now not possible. You touching. After say, okay, only one finger, one nails is giving out. There is Vajra coming and nails is will be die, but he never will be dying. Then Muni is telling, okay, and little hair is giving out. Hair, why one ear not cutting hair, then jetlock, big hair, long hair. This hair is giving out and nails is giving, why I am writing? This happened. Then giving fingers outside, not Vajra is coming for fingers, only for nails on top of. The nails is forever die. Outside nails, no life. You cutting, no pain. Hair is die. Hair is come out, this hair is you cutting, no pain. So hair, all mustache, beard, the death. All nails is death. But he not die. After, he say, all gone, giving boon. 1 year, this king and others, how much suffering? And but this lady, she's telling Brahma, saying, you telling anybody, you will die. But she's die. What is saying? King not possible, asking, anybody not asking. Where gone my son? They don't know. After 1 year, guru's near to, rishi's near to come back. So telling any problems, but rishi, maharshi, brahmarshi, tapasvi, sadhu, they are all time protection, are protecting, helping. Swarnagata shelter and then surrender, they giving. Not possible anybody disturbing. Tola life to life, how many doing bad karma? How many anartha, prarabdha, prarabdha? Stock, all coming, but Guru's near, Mahabhagat Vaishnava's near, staying. Nothing karma is disturbing, not possible. All time, they giving taste and engaging and offering God service for. Then all things is removing. To this Ekadashi Devi, Bhakti Janani, she is her near Saranagata, anybody following this Ekadashi, then possible anybody will be disturbed, any problems create? Not possible. She is giving protection, sadhu sangha, giving. Then no more taste for family, no more taste for other things, no kingdom, no country and this and that. Anywhere sadhu running there. Telling, jedirte sadhu nai, sedirte jaite nai. Tithyatra parishram, keval maner bhram. Kika aj hatiya dur desh. Jedirte sadhu nai, sedirte jaite nai. Tithyapal sadhu sangha antaranga, Sikrishna bhajan manohar. Mahaprabhu, what say? Ishwar Puriti is meeting and then? He's saying, oh, Prabhale Gwajatra Sapalamar. Jekhane, Darshan Hoyle Tomar. Tirthe Pindadile Tare Pitrigan. Toma Dekhile Tare Koti Pitrigan. Ate Tirthanay Tomar Saman. Tirthe Paramtu Mungala Pradhan. Telling Ishwar Puriti is meeting and Mahaprabhu praying and requesting. Oh, my life is successful. Gwayajatra, Prabhupala Gwayajatra Saparamar. Jekhana Dekhilam Charana Tumar. Prabhu saying, I am came Gwaya. Now my life is successful. I am meeting with you. Now, Eidha Samarpilam Tumare. I am offering myself. Please you accepting me. How much are lucky? And Ishwarpur is with his meeting Mahaprabhu, saying, I am came for father for Vishnugaya offering Pindadan. But only offering Vishnugaya Pindadan, then my father will be pure, liberated, getting benefit. But your darshan, my koti, crore fathers, forefathers, all are getting liberation, all are getting benefit. Sadhu Sangha's Mahima of telling. So very lucky, 24 Ekadasi, other fruits. But this Ekadasi, on another Ekadasi, very secret meanings, very deep, giving only satsanga. This life is successful. No need wife and children, no need brother and father and mother and sisters, no need relatives and others, but only giving great Ekadasi Devi. Anyhow, following them, giving this satsanga for desire. Giving this service for desire. This soul is grains is offering for desire. Forever. Not 1 minute and 1 day for. Not so. Forever offering. The soul is not is Mlecho and Jabon, Isai and Christian, Hindu and Buddha and Mayavadi this and that. The soul is God part and parcels. The soul is Ekadasi Devi purifying, cleaning and offering. This is another Ekadasi. All are very lucky. Where is all are is get birth in own karmoitis, meeting within the sadhu, bring back and giving this opportunity, following this Ekadasi Devi. Or all are not know, no understanding. But Ekadasi Devi doing everything is proper. Why? She know. Jiva not know, but this is very lucky. They give him this great respect for sadhu, understand that sadhu is my everything, life and soul. Then food for no life, soul for life, service for life, God service for life. Then it will be successful. So now is time is over. Tomorrow next program hearing. Gaur Pramanandi. Yeah, grain. This grain is eating. Grain is eating. But you are offering, then this prasadam. Then no more soul there. Soul is God near. Anybody not offering there? Offering, then you get the person. Then no problem. Then not coming you near. Then not desire for you giving birth for baby. Then Krishna service for forever going. Forever, really. This is called offer. More than lucky to me.
So better to be chapati than human.
Yeah. Not human. They are going in Krishna seva for forever. Very good service. This is called bali, presentation upahar. Many story. Oh, Prabhupada Sushtakur Mayapur, one Vaishnava Das. He is going for farmhouse. Cultivating and growing, planting eggplant, cauliflower. He's cutting and bringing and what saying? Your life is successful. Today you, I am offering you Krishna Seva, Vaishnava Seva for. But I am nobody offering me. I am not possible cooking and offering. My body is dirty and unspecious. You are clean, pure, nirgun.
So both is like same. They're eating,
they're not offering. Then. Like Yogyasishto Sinasanto. Bhujyante sarvakilimishai. Bhujyante di agampapa, jepajyante atmakarana. Any yogya for, then is yogyartat karmanat anyatra lokoyam karbandana. Not yogya for, yogya by Vishnu. Vishnu's for not cooking, not offering, then it is sin. Then his soul is with you, attacking you. Oh, you are stealing my body, you are killing me. Then I am attacking you. Then coming anyhow inside. Then they're making...
So offering water
gone.
That,
yeah, yeah. Fire, yeah. Yeah, no need fire yoga. Any offering, then Krishna accepting, like fruits, flowers.
But these fire yagas we do, we try and swallow,
where this going is now new birth getting and doing sadhana. Swaha means offer. They now starting bhajan, seva. Chalo.
Starting Sunday, 9:30, 10 o'clock now.